payroll employment increased by less than expected 157,000 in July.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its July 2018 non-farm payroll employment data, which shows a smaller than expected 157,000 new payroll jobs were created in July. This translates to 1.6% annual growth in employment in the U.S. Employment increased in the professional and business services, manufacturing, and, of course, healthcare sectors. Unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% in July. As forecasted in January on this program, the labor market has moved into the range that it's called full employment since April of this year. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest level in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953. And its highest level, 10.8%, happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest realistic unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment rate. And to nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly this rate should be. From 3.4% in the 1960s, the rate increased to 5% in the 90s, and then dropped to 4% earlier this century. The unemployment rate has now dropped to 3.9%, and many economists expect it to drop further to 3.6% before the end of the year. Okay, back to the unemployed. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.3 million people in July. But the official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the 1.5 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed, since they are not even counted as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 4.6 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still actively looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called U6, was 7.6% in July. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and its lowest level was 6.8% in October 2000. Contrary to expectations, average hourly earnings have increased only by 2.7% in July. Considering that the rate of inflation is hovering around 2%, this was not much of a raise. While the aging labor force provides partial explanation, the expectations were and still are to see higher increases in wages in the coming months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.